Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We've mentioned that for those who give to the annual September telethon to help us stay on the air for another year, we have a thank you gift of Bob Debates the Stars, a DVD of the times I appeared on ABC that was on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher. And someone asked for the names of those that were on the show with me while I was on. And so I've got the list here. I wonder how many of these names you will recognize. It was on, of course, each show was with Bill Maher. And then Judd Nelson, Cisco, he's a rapper, Aisha Tyler, Jeffrey Tambor, Veronica Webb, Ruby Wax, Lynn Redgrave, Larry Flint, he's the pornographer, Victoria Jackson. She became a strong Christian, and I talked to her about the immoral roles she played in Hollywood on film, and it was good. We had a good talk. Sherry Carter Scott, Jimmy Kimmel, Mary Lou Henner, Donny Osmond, of all people, right? Donny Osmond on the show. Martin Short, comedian, alleged comedian. Armin Brott, Dennis Weaver, and Colleen Haskell. So that's the list of the celebrities that appeared on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher. And I remember Jimmy Kimmel being so upset the second time that he and I were on the show together. Some of these were on more than once. With Jimmy Kimmel, the first time I was on the show with him, I said, Jimmy, Hollywood used to have comedians. He's supposed to be a comedian. Used to have comedians. Today, they're crotch humorists. You are a crotch humorist. All bathroom jokes and reproduction. And he didn't like that at all. Not at all. And so then it was maybe a half a year later, and they invited me to go back on the show. And, you know, they have an idea who's going to be on the show, but you get there, and here's Jimmy Kimmel, and he just freaked out. He said, why do I have to be on the show with this guy? And I called him a crotch humorist again. So the only way to get this DVD, Bob Debates the Stars, is as a thank you gift for those who help with our telethon. Our goal is $30,000. $30,000. We are at $8,000. $8,000. We have quite a ways to go. We're more than 25%. Thank you so much, everyone who's given. What I'd like to do is share with you some of the resources that we have developed over the years. Many of our teaching tools appear online and they're for free on our website, kgov.com, and we also have other websites that we manage, American Right to Life's website, AmericanRTL.org, and then there's YoungEarth.com, there's ProLifeProfiles.com, ExceptionsCalculator.com, and others. And it's all a labor of love to teach people as best we have learned from the scriptures and then from observing the world around us, and applying the principles in Scripture to the world, that is building up a Christian worldview and then exercising it, not ignoring it, but actually implementing it. So many of our resources are available online, and over the years, we're so thankful to the Lord that millions of people have come and participated in some way in learning, listening, reading, watching the materials that we have presented. And it is our hope and prayer that they all honor Jesus Christ. Those resources that we offer that are not free, they appear on our store. So it's easy. You go to kgov.com online and you click on the store. Visit our store, you see a shopping cart. And the items in the store, they all have prices on them. And that's how we stay on the air year after year after year. But there are people who would like to benefit from our Bible teaching materials, our science materials, and they can't afford them. And so for all these years, we've said, if you can't afford something, just whatever you can afford for our own resources that we produced, and you could have it for whatever you can afford. If there are unbelievers in the audience, and we list this on our website, in fact, on every page at kgov.com, on every single page down at the bottom, it says the gospel. And if someone clicks on the gospel, they get a presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, how to be reconciled to God, how to be saved, how to have eternal life. And it offers for an unbeliever who would like a DVD of Mount Moriah, Evidence for the Resurrection. If they send us a letter, then we will send them that DVD for free. And that Mount Moriah, by the way, it's also on our website under our videos. And if you haven't seen it, you might just love it. And it's so encouraging because it shows the mountain of evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Remember, C.S. Lewis said that he believes in the resurrection for the same reason he believes in the sun. Not only that he can see the sun, but by it he can see everything else. And by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the central event in human history, by that we can understand all of human history, the past and where mankind is headed. So our website, kgov.com, you click on the store, visit our store, and there you are at store.kgov.com. And I'm going to share some of the resources that are on here to encourage you. Maybe you'd like to get some of these so that you can benefit, enjoy the teaching resources that we have assembled over the last quarter of a century. And then in doing that, you'll also help us stay on the air. So some people would rather just make a donation. Thank you so much to those who have. We have had a number of people already in the telethon sign up for subscriptions to get our Bible studies. Once a month, they get in the mail, or they get our sermons or our topical videos, or for the years that Bob and Yurt Live was on TV, we call those the BEL Televised Classics. And you could also get those mailed to you in DVD format once a month. So it's thrilling to us at the beginning of the month when we put together all the packages that go out around the country and internationally. And there are hundreds of families who get these materials, and that's how we stay on the air. So if someone subscribes to any of our monthly resources, then we take the amount of that monthly subscription. For example, the monthly sermons, that's $24.99 a month, and you get them in either DVD format or Blu-ray format, or you could get them on an MP3 CD, so you get the whole month on a CD. You could listen to that audio in your car, on a DVD player, in your computer. You could transfer them, of course, to your phone. We also offer the sermons on audio CD. And some people who start getting the sermons, and we had to add a new resource because of this, they started getting the sermons and they just loved them. Get the Denver Bible Church sermons. Even though you can't be there on Sunday mornings, you want to hear the message from the pulpit of Denver Bible Church. I'm in the pulpit, I'd say, 48 Sundays out of the year. And four other Sundays, we have people like Doug McBurney, Gordon Carroll, Will Duffy, Jason Troyer. We occasionally have guest speakers that come in from out of state, including Alan Keyes has preached in the Denver Bible Church pulpit and various creation leaders. missionaries, Jeremy and Andrea Clark, who were our missionaries in Costa Rica for years, and now they're full-time at a mission board. Jeremy is the executive director of GMI, Grace Ministries International. So folks who subscribe to the monthly sermons, they get in the format that they prefer. If they would like video or if they would like audio, they get the sermons, but then many of them say, but I wish I had been there. I wish I'd been attending Denver Bible Church through the years. They hear about various classical sermons. And so we've offered now the sermon subscription plus classic sermons. And what that means is each month somebody gets the four sermons for that month plus the previous month. And then the next month, like if you signed up now, right, you'd get the probably start with the August sermons, and then you'd also get July. And then you'd get the September sermons and the June sermons. They go backwards and forward at the same time. And then the October sermons and then the May sermons. And so we have some people who've done this a few years ago, and they're working backward toward the beginning of when Denver Bible Church had been planted. And so it's so awesome to us, it's so encouraging that we're getting Bible teaching, a Christian worldview, out to families. And some of these people are influential people. Some people end up writing books. Some people end up having their own talk shows, we've noticed. Some people end up pastoring churches or they teach Sunday school. And so a solid biblical worldview, a Christian worldview, is being disseminated from here at Bob and Yart Live, and this has been going on for 26 years, 5 days a week, and you could help. You could call us, 1-800-8-NYART, that's 1-800-836-9278, or you could go online to our store, kgov.com, click on the store, and then there you'll see our departments. We use the back end of our store is called Big Commerce, bigcommerce.com. And they give you the opportunity to have categories. We call them departments, like our science department, our apologetics department, our Bible tours, our morality, raising kids, our pro-life department, teenagers. In fact, we have the Department of Government as one of our store departments to learn about the principles of government from a biblical perspective. That's something that our Christian ministries are not good at. So many Christian leaders, they have strong opinions on various issues that come up on a daily basis in the news, current events, in politics, and they express very strong opinions about particular news stories or legislation or foreign policy objectives, very strong opinions. And as we're listening and we talk about these things as they happen at Denver Bible Church, at home, around the kitchen table for dinner, Cheryl and I have 7 boys. And we will notice that the Christian leader who's being quoted in the media, he's on the news, he is expressing such a strong opinion on a subject that God covers in the Bible, but he's expressing a different opinion than God is. And so we wonder, does this man know what the Bible says on that topic? And tragically, it seems obvious to us over and over and over that Christians have strong opinions on topics that God has revealed his own principles regarding in the scriptures, and they have no idea what God said about it, and they're expressing an opinion that might be contrary or completely opposite to what God says about the same topic. So one way of thinking about that is, can't they give God the courtesy of first finding out what he said about a topic before disagreeing with him? I mean, it's crazy to disagree with God. It's not, I shouldn't use the word crazy, it's immoral. It's disrespectful. It's sinful. It's profane. But as Christians and Christian leaders, shouldn't we know what is in the Bible? And shouldn't we look to the scriptures? So that's why for all these years when we've been on the air, with all the debates we've been able to have, dozens of debates, is it scores of debates? We've collected them all on our website, kgov.com/debates, and they've gone so well for us, and it doesn't really matter what the topic is. I mean, why would it not matter what the topic is? How could that possibly be? How could the debates go so very well if the topic is, say, economics, or if it's criminal justice, or if it's the abortion issue, or maybe it's creation and evolution or the Big Bang, or maybe it's the age of the earth or atheism, or maybe it's conservatism where we expose the inner liberal in the conservative. We expose the liberal in the conservative. That's what we do here at Bob and Yurt Live. Whether it's Ann Coulter or Michael Brown or Dan Kaplis or Greg Kokel, Tom Tancredo, whoever it is. And when we debate liberals or libertarians, as we have debated their candidates for U.S. representative, for presidential nomination, if we debate the war, death penalty, theology, how could it be that we have an exciting debates page where we list all the debates on so many different issues, and the debates go so very well for us? For example, on taxation, right? I had two different debates on the same topic, the national sales tax, and they were against the nation's two leading proponents of the national sales tax. One is the talk show host, Neil Bortz. He was their national spokesman. And the other was Ken Hoagland. He literally wrote the book and ran the organization that promotes a national sales tax. So how could it possibly be that devoting just a day or two preparation, you could take on guys like this, and it goes so well for us? How could that be? It's because if you have a working Christian worldview, then when you enter into a debate, it's almost like you're cheating. It's like you know the answers to the test before you sit down to take the test. That's what God has given us with the Bible. And so for those who begin to listen to the sermons at Denver Bible Church, many of them get so excited, whether they're watching the video or listening to the audio, and they ask, I'd rather sign up for the sermons and the classic sermons. And so then they get 8 sermons a month. And people tell us what their routine is. Sometimes folks will watch a sermon during breakfast or during dinner, and they go through, and then they're waiting for the next month's delivery. And the U.S. Postal Service brings the next month's sermons. Also in our store, under subscriptions, we have our Bible studies. And the Bible studies, you can get them individually, or you could subscribe to the monthly Bible study. If you subscribe, then every month you get another book in the Bible or another section of a larger book in the Bible. And at times we have produced topical Bible studies. So every month you get one of those, and it is just so much fun. It's so thrilling. There's also a subscription called the BEL Topical Videos, where you sign up for that, and once a month you automatically get a video that we think is really worth watching for the educational value to improve your own life as a family member, a neighbor, an employee, a business owner, but then also as a Christian, of course, understanding God's word in context of living in the world. So we have, for example, in our topical videos, a Bible tour of Israel. And that was filmed on location. And it's like you're with us there in Israel. And it's a Bible tour of Israel unlike any other you can get elsewhere. We have a Bible tour of Turkey. So much fun. Absolutely fun. The things that you learn about the scriptures and about the events that happened in these locations are rather thrilling. We have a video on forgiveness. It's not what you think. We have a video on how to be a Christian family, how to have a great prayer life, God's plan for marriage, God's principles of government, God's biblical attributes. We have God and the death penalty. And then there's one of my favorites, Get Out of the Matrix. That's where I got to visit a college philosophy class, and it was just a rather stunning experience to talk to this class and see where the heads of these students are and present them with the truth in a way that to them was shocking, but so rewarding. And then Mount Moriah, like I mentioned earlier, the evidence for the resurrection, Jurassic, the dinosaurs are young, all of them. Really fun video that I produced with Trey Smith. You might know his name. Trey's more into studying things like the end times and the Nephilim and all than we are here at Bob and Yurt Live. But he loves the Lord, and what a great video we produced together on dinosaur soft tissue. By the way, we have resources on the end times, a seminar called The Last Days that was filmed just, 3 days after 9/11? It was a very dramatic time in history, and the way we were looking at the book of Revelation and the end times and not being tricked by the news of the day just because America had just been attacked in the most horrific way, that didn't influence our interpretation of the scriptures. Because that's so easy to do, right? To be deceived and to be short-sighted into whatever is happening to you or right around you, thinking, well, this is it. This is God's message for the world. This is God's message for history. So it is so important to have perspective. In our topical videos, we have Live from Las Vegas, where I got to take on all comers at the Las Vegas Convention Center in mini debates. So much fun. Then there's a video, Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality, and that's actually my own testimony. There's a really fun DVD called Video Fruitcake, Fun with Liberal Callers. Stop laughing in there. Guys in the studio audience are laughing because remembering how funny that video is. Then there's The Bible, Divorce and Remarriage, The Trouble with Lawyers. We have an Open Theism DVD, just absolutely stunning, on the question of whether God is free and whether he is inexhaustibly creative or if he has expended his creativity so he can no longer write a new song or design a new flower because he's done. The future is settled. Well, we don't believe that. We believe that God is inexhaustibly creative and he is eternally free. And therefore, the future must be open, and I think you'll absolutely love our Open Theism DVD set. It's a 3-DVD set. Trading Genesis, when I was invited to go onto the Pepperdine campus in Malibu and talk about their trading the literal book of Genesis for secular theories on origins, and what did they get for it? Then there's a series, What We Believe and Why We Believe It, an introduction to Christianity. And then on DVD, a seminar, Predestination and Free Will, when the Jerusalem Post did a full-page article on that topic, Judaism and Predestination and Free Will, they looked for a graphic to illustrate the concept of predestination and free will. And that's a bit difficult, right? How do you illustrate that? If there's an article about racing horses, well, that's pretty obvious how you illustrate racing horses. But how do you illustrate the debate on predestination and free will? Well, they came to our website, kgov.com, and they used our label for our predestination and free will DVD, and they credited source kgov.com, the Jerusalem Post. That's pretty nice. Should I describe the label? No, you could see it. Just go to our store. You go to kgov.com, click on the store, And then you could use the search bar up top and write predestination, or you could go into the topical videos and you'll find it. I'll mention just a couple other videos, and then I want to tell you about different departments in the store. But any of these, if you get these, you will help us toward our $30,000 goal that we need to reach here at Bob and Yurt Live. Our goal is to continue broadcasting to reach more and more people with the gospel of Jesus Christ and then help Christians grow and mature. It's so eternally important to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But then it's really great not to stay an immature believer. As the Bible says, when folks are stuck on the milk and they can't handle the meat of the scriptures. Well, what we've noticed is today the church can't even handle the milk. Today the church is lactose intolerant. And so we got a long way to go from becoming a new believer to growing in the Lord. So a couple other of our videos, we have a trilogy, Focus on the Strategy, 1, 2, and 3, on Christian political strategy, why the effort of the National Christian Ministries has been a catastrophe, how they not only have lost the culture war and the legislative battle, but they've also lost the church, because today millions of people who go to good churches no longer know right from wrong. They no longer know right from wrong, and the church is going gay, for example, as one example of the immorality that the church is awash in. And there's Bob Debates, an evolutionist, on junk DNA, a PhD, famous anti-evolutionist, Eugenie Scott. And then there's our video, The Planets, Stars, and the Bible. What a fascinating DVD that is. What was the Star of Bethlehem? So that gives you an idea of the BEL topical videos. And when someone subscribes to the topical videos, then they have a choice also. It's $24.99 a month. So once a month, you get one of these videos, the kind of videos that you're not going to get on your cable TV or satellite TV. Some folks, just like with the sermons, they say, I don't want just the current month of sermons. I want more than that. So they could get the sermons, the current sermons, and the classical sermons, walking forward with us and back through the classic sermons at Denver Bible Church. So folks can do the same thing with the monthly topical video. They could get one a month or two topical DVDs every month. And that's for $39.99. And of course, then those funds help us stay on the air. Somebody who signs up for two topical videos a month, that's $40 a month. We multiply that by 10, and so we apply $400 toward the telethon. So you could help us in a huge way. We're at $8,000. The goal is $30,000. And so we're at the 19th. It's Tuesday, September 19th. We're two-thirds of the way into the month, and we're just over a quarter of the way toward our goal. So we dearly need your help. In our store, in the monthly subscriptions, I've told you about the sermons, the topical videos. The monthly Bible studies bring you through the books of the Old and New Testament. If the Lord tarries and I live long enough, then we will have produced a verse-by-verse commentary on the entire Bible from the Christian worldview that we present on the air day in and day out, 5 days a week for 26 years now. The Old Testament, so many of the books of the Old Testament we have already completed. Genesis, Exodus, we're in Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, Samuel, Kings, and it goes on, and it's so enjoyable, so much fun. And many of the mysteries that are in the Bible, when you start with an overview of the scriptures, that's the key to the details, and the mysteries unfold. May God bless you.